find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AM/FM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on the talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Wednesday, 22nd day of March 2006. And on today's program, I have Dar Jamail. He's been on this program once before. And, well, he's sick of it just like everybody else is, folks. He's weary of the overall failure of the U.S. media to accurately report on the realities of the war in Iraq. For the Iraqi people and for U.S. soldiers, Dar Jamail, well, he's gone to Iraq to report on the war itself. Now, his dispatches were quickly recognized as the important media resource, and he's now writing for the Interpress Service, the Asia Times, and many other outlets. His reports have also been published with The Nation, The Sunday Herald, Islam Online, The Guardian, and The Independent, just to name a few. Dar's dispatches and hard news stories have been translated into French, Polish, German, Dutch, Spanish, Japanese, Portuguese, Chinese, Arabic, and Turkish. And I'm sure some gibberish in between. On the radio, Dar is a special correspondent for Flashpoints and reports for Democracy Now! Oh, well, I can't have everything perfect. And numerous other stations around the globe, including this one. So we'll bring up Dal Jamar here. And you might want to write this website down, and you can track his stories yourself. He spells his name Dar, D-A-H-R, Jamail, J-A-M-A-I-L. And you can get him at darjamailiraq.com. Don't ask me to say that one again. At any rate, we'll bring him up right after this first break. A little switch-o change-o on the Thursday lineup. Ed Waller will not be on the Thursday program. And, of course, the slack will be taken up by John Ainsworth, Desi Andrews, right out here of Austin, Texas, L.B. Bork, and we've got some other fine people lined up in that spot. So, you constitutionalists, people that are tired of talking about the problem, and we want to get together, network, and start putting coalition forces together to combat what we're all seeing. Folks, I don't have to be descriptive. You know the problems we have. What we're seeking is alternative solutions to get the heck out of it. Program note, this Friday I've got Charlotte Iserby. Whoops, I'm going to have to cancel that one. Unless, actually, Michael Collins Piper will be sitting in for me Friday. I'm on my way to Arizona. Maybe he might want to do Charlotte Iserby. But at any rate, he'll be doing my show Friday. And the next Tuesday I got Dr. Betty Martini on aspartame, which is near and dear to my heart, not my stomach. On Wednesday, Dr. Karen R. Ephraim, EdWatch Mental Health Screening in School Children. Folks, they're going great guns. So there's a lot of good programming coming up, a lot of good information on its way to you. And we'll start this off right after this short commercial break. We'll be right back.
C Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
For Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You got it this time? Okay. Right button. On time. On yesterday's program, I had Paul Craig Roberts on, and you know, call me crazy, folks, but I've heard this guy before, but I must have scared the snot out of this guy because he didn't want to talk at all. and I don't know that I'll ever have him back. He doesn't know anything about the 9/11 thing, and he doesn't want to know. But he seemed to know a lot about it, but he's not willing to come forth. Well, I've got to have a personal conversation, I guess, with the guy because, you know, here's the trick to putting the bad guys back in the box. The good guys come forward. It's not a mystery. There's no magic formula here. There's no genie in a bottle that we've got to loose in order to get things done. It's good people, good intention, putting out good information, but standing in the forefront. I don't think I'll ever have this guy on again. It was a waste of an hour. I'm sorry, I'm critical of myself sometimes also, as well as the guests. Well, I let the listening audience decide about that, and I heard the calls that came in. We got some of the best listeners out there that don't waste a lot of time, if you know what I mean, folks. We're not here to waste time. So at any rate, without wasting any more time, it's been folks, it's been an interesting year so far, hasn't it? The news media says that, the Democrats don't want to censure Bush. No, we don't want to impeach him. But yet I keep hearing stories from all over the country that people want exactly that. Yeah, it's fascinating to me. And, of course, the entire country, I was watching C-SPAN this morning, as I usually do on a regular basis, to see exactly what kind of propaganda is being put out in Washington, D.C. And lo and behold, I tuned in a little Raza group fronted by the AFL-CIO. And they're up there telling everybody that, well, this is a positive thing, and yes, we're going to get these people amnesty and blah, 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 blah. Underreporting the numbers, we're talking 40 million illegals, if not more, in this country, and the AFL-CIO is putting a rubber stamp on it. See, they don't care, because they'll become members of their various labor organizations, and as long as they get their dues, what do they care? And in fact, it's organizations like the AFL-CIO, UAW, all the other organizing union groups out there that should be against this. Because supposedly they're fighting for the workers to make sure they got safe working conditions and good wages. And, well, what happened? They're driving this illegal invasion into the United States is doing one thing. It's driving down the earning power of the average American. And they're not just out there cutting people's lawns and watering their grass either, or doing jobs Americans don't want to do. And they, if you listened, if you heard that today, they went well beyond. They were talking as if this was a done deal. They are organizing, folks. And I'm going to do an expose next week on this. They are very, very, very well organized. La Raza get up there looking more legitimate than any other political organization in this country I've ever seen. They are well-oiled, they're well-moneyed, and they're on a roll. You don't like the idea of 40 million illegals being in this country? Well, if we don't do something about it, folks, you know what? It's a done deal. Enough of that. Just wanted to point that out to you. And we'll do an expose on that next week. I have with me this afternoon Dar Jamal. I've had him on the air one time before. And he's a good writer, folks. And he's one of the people that have been in and out of Iraq and really reporting the real news. And we'll talk a little bit today about Operation Swarmer. Remember that one? Oh, the biggest military operation since whatever in Iraq? No, it wasn't. This was a propaganda piece, rubber stamped by the White House, and I'm sure put together by the DOD with some help of their friends. I have with me this afternoon Dar Jamal. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, and I appreciate you doing what you're doing. Where are you now? You're not in Iraq right now, are you?
I'm not. No, I'm stateside now, working on a book and doing periodic articles for Truth Out, like the one you just mentioned.
Well, more government propaganda. The president said the war in Iraq is going well. Now, I don't know what his criteria or standards are. But by everybody else's standards, this was a monumental mistake from day one. But they're out there propagandizing again. And this Operation Swarmer was a sweetie.
It absolutely was. And, you know, one thing that I want to get to, maybe I can interject this before we get into Operation Swarmer. An interesting thing just happened to me right before I got on the phone to talk with you here is I received a radio call from a national Fox radio program and was invited on and to debate someone who essentially was going to argue for permanent bases. They're saying, they're openly admitting, yes, we know there are permanent bases. And so basically Fox's stance at this point is that they're justified and they should be permanent, and people here should support that. So it's just an important thing to note, as Fox being essentially the mouthpiece for the neocons is the way I read them, and now they're essentially getting the propaganda out that, well, we should support permanent U.S. military bases in Iraq.
Well, I had Danny Schechter on a couple of weeks ago, and his book, When News Lies, The Media Complicity in the Iraq War, he did an outstanding job of ripping all this stuff apart. And on the top of the list of the disinformation artists, of course, is Rupert Murdoch's Fox News. I mean, they head up the list. These guys are on the bandwagon with screen wipes and reports and dramatic music and the whole nine yards, but it's nothing but a well-crafted propaganda.
I completely agree. I think an interesting way to look at it is if we had official state television, state-run media in this country like they have in Saudi Arabia or Jordan or places like this where it's so obvious that all of the media is controlled directly by the state, how would it look any different if we had state media here when we have outlets like Fox and others comparable to them, I think? Fox, of course, takes the cake, but others of that ilk. If we had state media in the United States, how would it look different than Fox?
Well, it probably wouldn't look any different at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's an interesting way to look at it, I think. But I didn't want to digress too much. That was an interesting thing that just happened. I think it's important to pay attention, though, to what Fox does, because it's basically the very clear view as to, okay, here's what this administration wants people directly to believe. If you want to know what that is, just tune into Fox.
Well, Dar, I don't know if you heard this, that Rupert Murdoch made the statement several days ago that pretty much that the news, as we see it right now, coming through the airwaves, is pretty much dead. He basically sounded a death knell for the electronic media outlets, and his complaint was that, it's the Internet that's taking over. We don't have to sit there and look at and be distracted by a pretty talking head with explosive little screen wipes and dynamic graphics and dramatic music and all that stuff. People can go out there on the World Wide Web and pick and choose what news they want to look at. And evidently it's got these guys a little upset. Their ratings have been dropping, even though that Fox was the latecomer. They were after CNN. CNN popped up, 17, 18 years ago, and they were the cable news people. Well, then Fox came around, and we had other little derivatives fall off from that. But suffice it to say, they're suffering. I don't know what they think they're doing, if they're just satisfied with maintaining the captured minds out there, even though that they're talking less and less to the American people.
Yeah, without a doubt. And it's a really interesting phenomena, because if Rupert Murdoch is truly upset about the fact that they are losing viewership, as I'm sure they are, to people who are choosing to go to the Internet, well, he certainly should be upset first and foremost with himself, because it's their disinformation campaign and this insulting, quote-unquote, news coverage that they're offering the people. So, of course, people are going to go for the real deal wherever they can get it. So I hope he would put himself at the top of his complaint list.
Dar, I'm sure that in your private moments and fantasizing about journalism and how effective journalism could be, and passing out good information, relaying that, and having staffs and television and the money in which to do this to put out the straight news, not this powder puff, cream puff stuff. You know, I mean, this is the envy of all good journalists around the world, to be connected with organizations that they're doing the job that they're supposedly hired to do.
Without a doubt, it would be, and you know, it's a good point, and it's certainly a seat of a lot of resentment from independent freelance journalists like myself, and there's several of us that, you know, what we could do with even half the budget and half the manpower of a real network, as far as getting the information out, it would just be mind-boggling. I mean, essentially, look at myself and some of my colleagues, filmmakers and such, and what we've managed to do with essentially one person, self-funded. Just imagine what the media could look like. It's quite maddening then to look at the sort of lock-in power that these individuals currently maintain.
Well, and I'll give you an example. Now, if we had our own news channel, and we were putting out stories, and they were true and correct. We weren't ideologically driven out there. We were just out there reporting what was going on. I dare say that CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, all the other cable creeps out there would have to fold their tent, because we would just kill them with the truth. It doesn't have anything to do with who your pretty talking head is, or you know, how flashy you can present the news, or how entertaining you can make it. It has to do with the news itself. And I think if we'd given an even chance, I think we could smoke these guys into oblivion.
Oh, I agree completely.
All right, we got to take the break. We'll come back. We'll be talking about Operation Swarmer.
They should have called it something else, but we'll leave that go. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
We are back. We've got Dal Jamar with us. Is it Jamal or Jamal?
Jamal.
Jamal. Okay. Just like it's spelled. All right. Great. Somebody tries to say my name after they look at it. You can imagine what I end up being called. At any rate, Operation Swarmer, this was a propaganda piece from the word go. It blanketed the news for 2 days running. And this was supposedly... to tell the American people that we're in control over there, we're dealing with the insurgents, we're empowering the Iraqi forces to go after the insurgents and terrorists. Dal, how many times have they flip-flopped on the mission here in Iraq?
Right, exactly. I thought this was about weapons of mass destruction, and I thought this was because Saddam Hussein had links to 9/11, and then, I forgot the most recent version when shock and awe began, was I thought this was to liberate the Iraqi people, and instead we have something like this Operation Swarmer, which I chose to rename Operation Swarm of Lies. And to talk about this, I guess we have to start with which part would you like to deconstruct first? The first most blatant instance is them claiming that this is the biggest air campaign in Iraq, the biggest military operation since the invasion itself. Well, both sieges of Fallujah were bigger than this operation, both sieges of Najaf, the siege of Al-Qaim, just to name five off the top of my head, all were quite a bit larger than this one. And then really billing it as sort of an air assault. Well, under military terminology, if any time you use a military helicopter to transport troops from point A to point B, that's technically classified as an air assault. But once again, it was propagandized in a way to lead people back here to believe that it was this massive air campaign, bombs dropping, this sort of thing. And the reality was they just moved a whole bunch of U.S. and Iraqi soldiers into a farm area. They detained about 50 people, promptly released almost half of them, and that was really the long and the short of it.
It was simply amazing. I mean, they kept showing just some selected film footage of troops jumping out of the back of a helicopter transport, and that was about it. That was it.
That was it. I mean, even Time Magazine reporters ran an article that said essentially that helicopters landed, a television crew departed, three photographers, three print reporters, and a few Iraqi government officials. I mean, it was the perfect staged psychological operation propaganda effort, and it was, well, successful maybe in the first day or two. And for people here that would glance at the headlines and see this, that's what they get. But then anyone that doesn't read the fine print or the rest of a real article about this is going to miss the fact that really they did drop bombs in other parts of Samarra. It wasn't even necessarily related to this. It did generate casualties. None of this was reported. Again, heightening anti-American sentiment there and other countries in the Middle East. And everyone on the ground in Iraq knows exactly what's going on. But back here, it was even billed part of the propaganda campaign mentioned that, well, they were going after a couple of leaders of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Of course, the whack-a-mole game commences. Oh, he pops up in Samarra, just in front of Operation Swarmer, and oh, but he got away right again at the last minute, as I think you and I have discussed in the past.
Right. And what congressman, was it a congressman or a senator the other day that said that he believes that Saddam, not Saddam Hussein, but, gosh, my mind is telling me it's Friday and it's only Wednesday.
That's okay. Bin Laden?
Yeah, Bin Laden. Thank you. Mr. Bin Laden is, they believe he's dead.
Well, that's really not a surprise. And, you know, why doesn't that get more coverage? And, you know, the same with Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, which maybe in another year or two, then we'll have another congressperson say the same thing about him, come out and admit that, because I believe that's the case with him as well, that, again, he's this sort of phantom menace, a sort of new Cold War enemy, you know, conjured out of nowhere by this administration to justify this horrifically flawed policy in Iraq.
Well, and, you know, supposedly this Operation Swarmer was to go in there and to break up the insurgent resistance and to disrupt terrorist activity. Yeah, they've morphed this now into the war on terrorism. Well, obviously, everybody on planet Earth knows, unless they've been sleeping for the last 5 years, that the issue of weapons of mass destruction, it was a lie, carefully crafted. The White House tried to dump it on the Department of Defense, or at least the CIA, saying that they were fed bad information. You know, they've flip-flopped on this thing so many times, now it's just the war on the insurgents, and they're trying to downplay. And then if you could, we got a break coming up in about a minute and a half, but if we could discuss for a while here how close Iraq is to a full-blown civil war and what their plans may be for Iraq. I mean, we've got the Sunnis, we've got this group, we've got that group. And under Saddam Hussein's regime, at least, there was relative peace and quiet in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was last year I reported on this. It was one of Saddam Hussein's attorneys, and I'm sure he's not around anymore. But the national elections were coming up, supposedly, for their new government over there. And 42% of the people wanted to vote Saddam Hussein back in. Now, this, to me, does not sound like a country that absolutely has this ruling dictator that they absolutely hated.
That's a very good point.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take the break. We'll discuss that after the break. We'll also take your calls at 800-313-9443. And we're talking about the Iraq debacle. Well, it was Afghanistan, and now it's Iraq. Temporarily, Iran has been forestalled. They've got to come up with some more good run-up information and rattle the sabers some more so we can get into Iran and then possibly walk into Syria. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez must be feeling pretty comfortable down there in Venezuela. On his Sunday show, he said that he was calling George Bush a coward over his handling of the Iraq war. He said, "Come here, Mr. Danger." He said, "You're a coward, a murderer, a genocidal, alcoholic, a drunk, immoral, and you're the worst, Mr. Danger." He said, "You are sick," and he said, "I know so personally." His show is airs every Sunday in Venezuela, and it's called Hello, President. Which has an increasing forum on his views on U.S. foreign policy. He went on to say, he said, "You're a coward because you did not go to Iraq to lead your armed forces." He said it was very easy to command them from afar. If it occurs to you one day to invade Venezuela, I'll be here waiting for you on a savanna, Mr. Danger. And by the way, Mr. Chavez, he's no cream puff. He used to be a former paratrooper. You know, Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, not necessarily my cup of tea. It's a little socialist over there, but the man commands attention. When he speaks, the world media picks him up. At any rate, I just had to throw that in there, doll. I find it fascinating. We find ourselves mired with this guy for 6 years,
There has been talk of impeachment. There has been talk of censorship, censoring of the president, not censoring. It's a censure. And but here he still operates. And we still got the same criminal cabal running Washington, D.C. But here's what most Americans don't understand. Is it's not going to change. When Mr. Bush leaves, if he does leave, even John McCain has been spouting about doing away with the 14th Amendment to allow Mr. Bush to run regimes up there, much like Franklin Delano Roosevelt did until he died. He died in office during World War II. But we're enmeshed in this war, and we must continue, and we've got to fight until we win. The American people are confused as to what we're supposed to be winning over there, the hearts and minds of the Iraqi people. Dar, I did a show a couple of days ago on depleted uranium, and this is disgusting. We have 4,000 tons of this floating around, and this is just from Afghanistan and Iraq. And this is still continuing to this day. People are dropping dead like flies. The Iraqi women over there are giving birth to something that does not look like human beings. And this is very sick and very bizarre. And there is speculation, and I think it's well-founded speculation, that this 4,000 tons of depleted uranium is akin to setting off about 44 Nagasaki-type atom bombs in the atmosphere and just letting the fallout float around the Earth. In the first 2 months of this year, just in the United States alone, lung cancer, the EPA is supposed to be doing a good job out there keeping our air clean, and they're banishing people from smoking even in public places now, so less and less people are smoking, but there has been a sharp and marked increase in lung cancer so far, just in 2 months, January and February of this year, 179,000 new cases of lung cancer. So this is genocidal.
I agree with you completely, and it's really it's a similar policy we see, again, this corrupt administration behind their EPA and the so-called Clean Air Act and this kind of thing is it's killing people here, and then over in Iraq using depleted uranium munitions, it's killing people there, and not just Iraqis, but U.S. soldiers as well. I mean, I won't regurgitate information, which I'm sure you covered well on your show on depleted uranium, but I think this is such a critical topic because it really shows that these individuals, like the Bushes and Rumsfelds and Pearls and Wolfowitzes and Connollys of Rice and all these individuals really they couldn't care less about the average ordinary person trying to get by on this planet. They really are all about furthering their own agenda, and if it means completely irradiating an entire country, which has generated at least 11,000 troop deaths from the 91 Gulf War, in 10 years we'll have a clearer picture of how many tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, troops die as a result of being poisoned by their own government from this occupation in Iraq. It's absolutely horrific, and I think this is such a good example because it typifies their total disdain for justice and really taking care of people and really total disregard for international law, and really pulls the mask off and shows exactly what we're dealing with here in this Bush administration.
It's simply amazing. I'll tell you what, we were going to talk about a couple of subjects before the break there, and I didn't mean to sidetrack this. So whatever that you want to say to our listeners out there, Dahl, just go ahead and do it.
Well, I think really Operation Swarmer, I think people should be prepared for many more of these to come, because it's very clear that even Bush now, not only is he being hesitant to talk about a withdrawal timetable, he won't even use those words anymore, that we're talking permanent occupation. He's saying he's going to leave this mess for other presidents, both in Iraq and here at home, to deal with. He said this yesterday. So people need to pay attention to that. There will be ongoing different concerted propaganda efforts, just like this Operation Swarmer. And then also pay attention. You have to read the fine print to what's really happening on the ground when this is being run. And it's because the occupation is a failure. Attacks continue on U.S. forces well over 75% day right now. The situation in the country is an absolute disaster. And what's also been happening on the ground that Operation Swarmer was propagandized to cover up was that aid agencies trying to get into Samarra to provide aid for people were not allowed by the military. There were ongoing human rights violations being carried out. And at the same time, just as importantly, is another individual was caught in Tikrit, a Western private security contractor in an unmarked car full of explosives caught by Iraqi security forces. So another potentially false flag operation underway up there. Where was he taking that material? What was to be done with it? Very similar to what happened with the two British SAS officers down in Basra last September. So this type of thing going on, you'd brought up the topic of possible civil war. Well, I think we have to keep the focus on these false flag operations that are really becoming a daily reality in Iraq, along with all this propaganda.
How, and you still have contacts that you have in Iraq, and you're staying abreast over there. What's the scuttlebutt over there? I mean, how are the Iraqis, some of them over there, and the news media reported this, they reported it, but not accurately, that the majority of Iraqis over there were welcoming the troops because they were just tired of this petty little dictator. And I know that you know a lot of about the history of Iraq, and this was never, ever, ever, ever covered in the mainstream media as to what Iraq is and what its history has been. We're, without saying so, and please don't get upset with me, because you know this is really a slap to Iraqis. But I'll tell you what, they stop short of just calling a bunch of renegade towelheads over there.
Yeah, they do, no, I mean that's really essentially how the people there are portrayed by this administration and by their lapdog media. People forget the fact this is Babylon. This is, you know, the cradle of civilization. This is where our alphabet came from, the wheel, law, all these other things. I have a colleague who likes to say, you know what, they didn't need George Bush to teach them the alphabet. George Bush didn't supervise the construction of the pyramids. I mean, these people can get along just fine without the U.S. over there. And they don't, of course, take kindly to being told what to do by someone who was never even elected president. I even had Iraqis tell me, well, we know Saddam Hussein was a dictator. We know that he ran in completely rigged elections where he won like 99% of the vote. Well, even if we cut that in half, we still have a more legitimate president than you guys had.
Well, and bombing Iraq back into the Stone Age, you know, here is a country that was steeped and rich in culture. They had, like as you said, they didn't need anything from anybody. They were handling their affairs just quite nicely. There have been major setbacks. They've had to deal with the British in before the United States. They have been beset by many problems, but they have a major problem over there right now. And we're being told here, ladies and gentlemen, the run-up to Iran, which I'll state again, is not going well for the White House, because there's enough people that are doubting this. Not only the effectiveness and the reasons why we went to war in Iraq, but also its serious consideration for conclusion and withdrawal. And that's not going to happen, folks, because we're guarding a lot of pipelines over there. And to be honest with you, they don't think much of the West as far as being ethical and moral people. And the last thing that the people in Iraq want or need, and I've said this before, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I'm serious about it, they don't want a McDonald's on one street corner and a XXX rated movie theater on the other corner.
Yeah, they really don't. And I think, you know, another important element of this is this whole talk of this civil war that most Iraqis that I talk with when I was over there, as well as more recently, believe that this is totally being fomented by the occupier, that they're well aware of the fact that, like, the bombing of the Golden Mosque in Samarra on February 22nd was done by a foreign force, either Mossad or U.S. or U.K. Covert operation. And they believe this from the beginning of the occupation, and it's worsened over time. But the problem is, all that said, and of course people, needless to say, being completely loath to the idea of a civil war, all that said, the reality is that these false flag operations are having an effect, and that people are very, very concerned about civil war, and some battle lines are being drawn, and I think you could easily argue that already a low-grade civil war is already in progress today, and that's a horrendous situation, and really, if there isn't some sort of withdrawal or massive policy change there soon, that the odds of this fanning out very fiercely are very, very high. And my personal opinion is I think that's the deliberate policy of the Bush administration.
Well, and I could see a scenario being set up right now. And we'll get to your calls here in a second, 800-313-9443. I see a scenario being set up like what the Israelis did to Palestine. That we have postage-sized internment camps. We'll put up guards and put up fences, and we'll do all of these things, and supposedly it's our way of stopping terrorism against our state. But what I see happening here in Iraq, and the only possible solution, is to carve up the state and turn it into various regions for various populations that want to politically run themselves a certain way. I don't think that that is necessary any more than would be necessary here in the United States to take the donkeys and the Republicans, the elephants here, and put them all in blue states or red states or isolate them or whatever the case may be. How do you see the eventuality, and I'm sure that you've thought about this, if the United States stays in Iraq and continues with this, what do you see happening with Iraq?
Well, that's a very difficult question. It's because it's, you know, as we've seen, like what happened with the bombing of the Golden Mosque, that the situation can change on a dime, and it's so tense and so volatile that any number of external or internal factors changing over there would change things immediately. But if the U.S. does stay, the one thing I will say, which is certainly not going out on a limb to say, is that the violence will continue, the instability will worsen, the possibility of a civil war, a broadening civil war, will increase, the number of U.S. troops and Iraqi civilians being killed and wounded will continue to increase. And then, of course, if and when U.S./Israeli bombs fall on Iran, all bets are off in Iraq. What will happen there will make look like what's happening there right now. They'll be wishing it was this good, because really, the whole place will essentially go up in flames, and there'll be, I think, the U.S. soldier. That the death count on U.S. soldiers will easily go up 10 times what it is now. So the prospects are extremely bleak, short of the U.S. withdrawing from that country immediately.
Let's go to the phones. First up, Thomas in Texas. Hello, Thomas.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on the mission in Iraq the Swarmer mission.
Yeah.
How do we know that that's actually not some kind of preparation mission for going into Iran or in Syria?
Well, I think that's a valid point. I think it may well be sort of a trial run of using helicopters to ship in 1,500 soldiers as quick as possible. You know, these types of missions could be being carried out for several purposes. Obviously, this one, the primary reason was propaganda. It was around, you know, it was set up to be conducted during and over the third year anniversary of war, to try to paint a sort of picture that the U.S. has some control of the security situation, and they're bringing the Iraqi security forces into the fold to do that, to sort of continue the propagation of this myth of a U.S. timetable for withdrawal around the third year anniversary of the invasion. But you're right. I think it may well have served another purpose as far as sort of a training operation or a training exercise for future military adventures in the region.
Thomas, anything else?
Do you think Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, is actually fighting against the New World Order, or do you think he's on some other kind of agenda of his own?
Well, I think our host might be a little better qualified than I to answer that, because I really essentially focused primarily on Iraq. But from what I've read, it does appear that he certainly has the mass support of the people and is engaged in programs to assist the situation down there, and is so popular because he is legitimately and vehemently resisting U.S. hegemony down in South America.
Right.
And I don't know, I can't speak to Hugo Chavez, but I'll just echo what Dar just said, because he was popularly elected. He's well liked there. Just ask anybody in Cuba. I mean, ask the people down there. You want to dump this guy here, your dictator, as we look at him down there? They'd tell you no. These people adapt to conditions and situations, and because the United States deems somebody that is not up to their standard, that somehow that we have the force, the moral will, and the obligation and the right of duty for humanitarian purposes to go in there and start tackling people and befalling regimes and everything else for the benefit of humankind is absurd. I this is insane. If the Iraqi people were not happy with Saddam Hussein, I can think of at least a couple dozen instances where people were standing around him with loaded firearms and could have taken a pot shot at this guy any day of the week if they were that upset with him. And the same thing goes with Hugo.
Or a suicide bomb.
Or a suicide bomb. Same thing goes with Hugo Chavez.
Right.
He doesn't walk around with layers of security blanketed around him because the people love him down there. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
We'll be right back.
right. We are back. Let's go back to the phones here. Eric in California. Hello, Eric.
How's it going, John?
Good.
Dar.
Hey.
Dar, right?
Right.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up a couple things real quick. They basically set up all the parameters identical to what was going on in World War II, you know, just before and then during and, you know, throughout and thereafter. There's a couple that I want, or one that I want to go to directly. But right now we have a Department of Defense, which is our Homeland Security Department, supposedly. And now we again have a Department of War, just like in World War II. But one of the more disturbing things that's been set up, which is just like in Vietnam and Korea, is the death benefits for the soldiers, to where just like in Vietnam, the soldiers were insured for like $100,000. Now we've had several lakhs, 250,000 up to 400,000. They can get private insurance to increase it to like 600,000. The problem is, in the past, the death benefits have not gone to the soldiers. They, you know, they have a few. It goes and it makes it look like it's a, I don't want to say good cover, but like the program's actually working. They'll give it to a certain percentage. But a large percentage, they use all of these programs of like, okay, well, the soldier didn't die in Iraq. He died in Germany, or he died on the way home, or he committed suicide once he got home, so that they can deny the death benefits. But then what they do is they use corrupt legislators, corrupt judges, and corrupt attorneys to go in and obtain the death benefits themselves, or just simply hold on to the payments that are paid out to federal contractors and or private insurance companies by even the soldiers themselves. That's how sick these guys are. Those are just some of the games that are going on that need to be looked at and addressed. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, this is about, it's about war profiteering and privateering like we've never seen before.
No, you're exactly right, and that's a really, really good point. And I don't think I can really, I think you covered that topic extremely well, and I don't need to add anything to what you said. And I think that's exactly right, along with the veterans' benefits being cut while Bush is waving a flag, support our troops with one hand. He's slashing their benefits and doing things like everything you just described with the other hand behind his back. And that's another part of the propaganda that they put out there, and really just showing that this is an individual. People like Bush and the other neocons, like Donald Rumsfeld specifically, they've never served in the military. They don't know barracks life. They have no idea what the term service of their country really means. All they know is paying off friends and corporate cronyism. And really, this is another ramification of, like we were talking about regarding the depleted uranium usage. They really just, it's criminal. And calling these individuals war criminals, and the fact that they should be tried, you know, not just impeached, but thrown in jail and tried in The Hague immediately is not a stretch. It's not being radical or anything like that to say that. These are the types of people that we're dealing with. They're directly responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people, both Iraqi people and then thousands of U.S. soldiers, and I think they need to be treated accordingly.
I agree. And real quick, too, John, it's the 22nd Amendment, I believe, that is a term limits on the president, two terms. It came out after FDR in 51 or 52. And these guys are trying to attack it. And McCain, and I keep trying to bring this point up, McCain tried to tell people in a primary where he's running against Frist, who's another war profiteer, that rather than voting for McCain now, they should go ahead and write in President Bush to show support. And that's the first attack against the 22nd Amendment. There's been a couple since then, but these guys want to try to keep Bush in power somehow.
All right, we're up against the break here. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate your call. 800-313-9443. We'll take calls into the second hour with my guest, Dar Jamail, and I'll give you his website. We should probably find a way to shorten that one, because it takes a long time to go through. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side with my guest in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.